Ich grüße Sie im Namen Jesu. Ihr Lohn sei mit Ihnen. Und Friede von Gott, unserem Vater, dem Herrn Jesus Christus. Amen. Möge Ihnen hier alle herzlich willkommen heute von der Samaris. Der scheine Gott, der Hafenswader, der Jelen, hätte je, wo wir uns schon in sein Haus versammeln und unsere Seele speisen von sein Wort. Aber euer, wie du hier zu gehen, weil wir unser Haupt anlegen zum Gebet. Himmlischer Vater, wir danken dir für diesen Tag. Wir freuen uns, dass du so gut und barmherzig zu uns bist. Wir danken dir auch für das Leben, was du uns gegeben hast. Und wir beten, dass du mit deiner Genug uns wirst helfen, dass wir auch wollen können, dort verfehlen, was du von uns verlangen lässt. Wir danken dir für das Land, was du uns gegeben hast, wo wir noch so freiwillig dein Wort kann verkündigen. Und musst du uns auch wertvoll fangen, dort wieder auch wurden kann, wieder tun. Wir beten für unsere Regierungsleiter, was du da am Platz hast gesagt in unserem Land. Möchten die dort auch kein Ernst sein, dort welche von den Gesetzen, die wir anführen, tun, wollen wir bis zum Schaden sein für unser Land. Und Herr, wir weiß noch, dass du alles regieren lässt und dass du auch keine Fehler merken lässt. Vielleicht haben wir einfach nicht verstanden, was passieren wird, aber wir geben alles in deine Hände und wissen, dass das alle Wort am Ende kommt. Wir danken dir, dass du uns noch so gesehnt hast. Wir freuen, dass du von dir aus Morris warst mit uns sein am Geist, dass du uns leiden und führen warst und diese Botschaft, was wir von dir wollen hören. Herr im Schafoda, das bete ich in Jesu Namen. Amen.
Nummer 359, Christi wahre Seidenleich.
Oh, nein, leg sie mal. ich zu mir kehre. Kehre zu mir deine Güte, freundlich mich anblicke, dass mein innerstes Gemüt in dir sich erquicke.
Nummer 718, ich komme vor dein Angesicht. Nummer 718.
Dem Thema, wat ik van deels morgens reden wil, is van de lust. Op Engels wil dat zijn addictions. De lust, dat is dort erst eine Sünde. Und einer wird lebendig sein, dort erst eine Sünde, wo einer blieb bin down. Einer hielt nicht mehr ab. Und eine Lust, dass wo einer in Gefängnis ist. Aber will noch von dir checken, wo einer kann loskommen von dieser Lust. Dort auch nach Genot ist. Dort er damit verhandeln kann. Dort er nicht der Brück im Gefängnis blieben von dir. Und ich will von dir Smarts anfangen mit einer Geschichte von einem, wo von dir dort ein Old Testament fingen. Einer kann sein, der hat auch die Trouble mit der Lust. Die Lust von der Lust von der Öl und von der Fleisch. Und dieser Mann, der war sehr stark, aber der hat auch eine große Schwachheit. Dem sie nennen wir Samson. Und er kann sein, dem sie eine Schwachheit, die wir Jerata, ist seine Macht. Der Samson, der kämpft mit den erreichten Dönen, wir nicht anders als wir von dir. Wir wollen noch Dinge erreichen, wo wir kämpfen mit Dingen, wo in uns Leben ankommen. Und was tun wir mit so einer Dinge? Wir haben nicht, kämpfen nicht alle mit der Selzie. Einer geht mit dort, einer mit dort. Der Samson, der hat auch andere Dinge, wo er mit kämpfen geht. Aber doch würde er schon sein, die sind alle ziemlich überein. Die kommen alle von Feind. Ihr Gott sieht die Not, der jaft einem nicht die Freiheit zum Sinn leben. Aber wenn wir in der Lust leben, da lebe ich eine Sünde. Und dort erst, wenn ich kann sein, euer Sünd für uns jässlich und auch körperlich. Verwirrt von Tagswick von der Annehmen von Römer im 6. Kapitel. Römer im 6. Kapitel, Vers 12 bis 18. Romans 12, or 6, 12 to 18. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you, being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. Wir haben nun eine Geschichte gehen von der Samson. Die fingen wir an das Buch von den Richter, Judges. Da war eine Zeit, wenn die Kinge Israel unter die Philistines leben mussten. Und die Israel dort, die Philistines, die Kinge Israel regieren, deiden wie erwähnt, die hatten nicht wollt gehörsam sein zu Gott. Aber in dieser Zeit kam da ein Engel von dem Herrn und kam da nur ein paar Lieder. die man wie Manoa. En u ziet tot deze lied dat er worden zeen geboren worden te eind. Dat vingen we in Richter 13, Judges 13. In een vijfde vers. For lo, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come on his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite unto God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. Jehovia, einer geboren, einer kon sein, wo Gott endlich geschickt hat, Tom. De Kinge Israel losmerken van de Philistines. Op waar we dat weer worden lezen, wat we passeren, zijn wat passeren deed. Dis man, de Samson, is de opwas, wordt hij zeer sterk. Körperlich wordt hij zeer sterk, wat hij kan zijn, maar geestelijk niet. En dat hij is van alle via. Sagt er in der Philistin früh, was ihm gefallen hat. Aber er wusste doch, dass wie jene, die Kinder Israel gesagt hat, dass er soll eine Früh haben von anderen Nationen. Aber er war nicht gehorsam. Er nahm die. Und dann ob er die de frühere Erfoder, der gefällt er doch nicht sehr. Und was er dann tat, ist, nimmt er seine Tochter, die dann früh wird sein, was zu diesem Samson, nimmt er die Arm fort, ich glaube, die hat er gar nicht kennt, und geeft dort zu seinem Freund. Und sagt, er kann hier noch eine andere Tochter, die besser ist. Und einer kann sich ja feststellen, dass der Samson mit dort ziemlich geäuert haben. Gehen wir noch Richter, den 15. Kapitel. Im 4. und 5. Vers. Das war Samson, die Mauer dort so sah, und der da dort. Und Samson went and caught 300 foxes and took firebrands and turned tail to tail and put a firebrand in the midst between two tails. And when he had set the brands on fire, he let them go into the standing corn of the Philistines and burnt up both the stalks and also the standing corn with the vineyards and olives. So nimmt er diese Fass, bunkt die Taub, steckt die an und hitzt die da in der Fleck nahm. Das verbrennt alle. Und in dieser Zeit von den Kindern Israel hatten sie keine Kenne nicht. Sie werden regiert, geleitet von den Richter. Und der Samson, der wird ein Richter für 20 Jahre in dieser Zeit. Aber dann sah er war eine Philistin früh, wo er gefallen hat. Er mögt sich bekannt mit ihm. Den nennen wir Delilah. Und hier war er. Wir Samson sehr gut, dort jüdische Gesatz, dort Leute am nicht von anderen Nationen früh haben. Aber er hörte nicht nur. Diese Gesatzen, die werden der Kinder Israel gegeben, sodass sie sollen weiten, was Gott von ihnen verlangen hat. Aber hier fangen wir. Der Samson, der hat eine Lust. Eine Lust. Von der Öl, Lust von der Fleisch. wie hij deze vrije heren. Maar hij wil ook zeer sterk. God had gezegd dat zijn haren zal niet afgesneden worden. Een teken dat hij zeer sterk wordt zijn. En wil hij zo zeer sterk weer, had hij ook veel van de Philistijnen aangebracht. En vele andere zaken aangebracht. Wenn de geest van de Heer weer oparm. Dan kan hij zich ook denken dat de Philistijnen, die willen wel deze mens los zijn. Dan hadden ze een idee. Ze willen deze Delilah bekijpen. Ze bereden dat met haar, ze willen haar geld geven. Want zij wil geen uitvinden wat de Samson zo sterk mee aan deed. En dan proeft deze Delilah dat ook verstoot. En Samson die geeft haar niet de rechte antwoord. Maar schließlich geeft hij aan. Maar mijn rechter gewoon en saß hier in den Kapitel. Judges 16, 17 to 20. Then he told her all his heart and said unto her, There hath not come a razor upon mine head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man. And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, Come up this once, for he hath showed me all his heart. Then the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and brought money in their hand. And she made him sleep upon her knees, and she called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head. And she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. Genuvia, de Samson, en wat zijn en schloof. Ze spekten zijn uur niet. Maar meer tijd was in zijn hoortreeg. En het is een dag, dat de Philistines wilden een grote vast gaan, dat het alle te passiert weer. Daar kwam alle top in deze tempel van Aaron God. En brachten Samson door ook aan. Dan werd een jong. En Samson die vraagt de jong. Is hij antwoord nu de 2 standaard leiden wat het gebied opholen dan. En de jong die leidt hem door aan. Dan vingen we dat een rechter, want we zaten tenminste vers weer gaan. And Samson said unto the lad that held him by the hand, Suffer me that I may feel the pillars whereupon the host standeth, that I may lean upon them. Now the house was full of men and women, and all the lords of the Philistines were there. And there were upon the roof about 3,000 men and women that beheld while Samson made sport. And Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me, I pray thee, only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my 2 eyes. And Samson took hold of the 2 middle pillars upon which the house stood, and on which it was borne up, of the one with his right hand, and of the other with his left. And Samson said, Let me die with the Philistines. And he bowed himself with all his might. And the house fell upon the lords, and upon all the people that were therein. So the dead which he slew at his death were more than they which he slew in his life. We waren nog checken dat zo dat dit man te zijn eind komen deed. Hij was zo gezegd van de Heer. Hij had zoveel wat de Heer van hem verlangen wil. Wat hij wil gaan, hij zal doen. Maar hij was een schloof te de lust. Hij kon dat niet toegelaten. En dat was het jeendeel van de geest van God. So wil Paulus wie dan in deze geschicht nemen. Wie moeten dan denken dat wie zijn krachtig zwak is deze Samson. De vriend, de als de hemmer ram, krachtig zodan wie. En de proeft mensen hun leven te verdorven. En krijg zo, is God ook veel in ploen, of het is een Samson, heeft hij ook een veel in ploen voor al van ons, van wie, waren dat nog doen wat hij van ons verlangen deed. Maar we moeten dan denken, die zult hun de eerst door, en die proeft ons, en die zullen lust neer te creëren, waar we ook waren geloof zijn, waar we niet waren kan, loskomen daarvan. En waar we terug gaan in Rijma, in het zesde kapitel, vers 12 en 13. Zegt hij, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Hij zegt, wie zal in rechtigheid leven? Wie zal leven, zoals waren we van een dood opgewekt zijn. En dat zei wie, al die wat Christus had aangenomen is op zijn heiland, die zijn levendig. En hij wil gaan dat wij zullen ons leven voor hem doen. Ja, wie gaan de macht, wat aan ons is. Nou, wat meint dat, dat wie dan worden geen fehler gaan? Ja, wie zijn fehlerhafte mensen. Maar wie worden dan naar God gaan en vragen voor vergeving. We moeten oppassen welke geest ons regieren deed. Jo, wie zegt niet meer onder dat je zaad? Wie zegt onder de je nood? Wat dat meen deed, is dat we brok niet meer moeten zien je zaad nog gaan. Want wie wil dat hij je leven gaan. Door eeuwig leven heeft Christus ons gegeven door zijn genoed. Je Christus, dat jij van staat, is hij door en Christus gestorven deed voor ons. Je van wie ook niet meer in je dat je zaad bent. En of het toch kan zijn, dat ze zijn leer, of dan kunnen het ook nog je zaad zijn. En het Nieuwe Testament, wat God van ons verlangen deed, of wie nu komen zullen. Maar de Heilige Geest, wat nu aan ons is, die heeft ons de macht, dat wie kan de lust, wat de vriend ons verschmieden deed, dat kan wie überwinden. Nu waren wir ook, en je deze genoed, leven, erst nicht gesagt, doch wie dann kann tun, so ist wie wel. Wie Christus geeft das Opfer für uns, dort wie Sohn in Verlangen haben, in Gatteljet leben, zu leben. Amen. Ich habe ewig gewohnt, nur ewig Port von unserer Andacht, weil ich Ihnen alle die Gelegenheit geben, ob Chinesisch zu gehen, wie immer kann, und beten für was immer Ihnen zu haben, hart liegen wird. Und hierom wendet euch mit mir zum Gebet und betet im Namen Jesu. Der Herr, erhöre unsere Gebete und sei uns allen gnädig.
Take the blue book and turn to number 166, the love of God. Can we stand?
Yes, we are living all under that love of God that words cannot fully describe. Now, when we ask the question, can I freely live in sin because I am under grace? We need to consider four things. We cannot continue in sin because we are united to Christ. We find that in Romans chapter 6, verse 11. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And we need not continue in sin because dominion of it has been broken by grace. In verse 14, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. And we must not continue in sin because it would bring sin in again as our master, as we find in verse 16. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants, excuse me, to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. And fourthly, we had better not continue in sin because it would bring, we had better not continue in sin, for it would end in disaster, as verse we find in verse 20 and 21. For when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. Now, when we take another look at Samson, he found it difficult to fully submit himself to the Lord. There was an unseen power that was continually drawing him away from this righteous life. And when there is a force within that continually overpowers our physical and spiritual life, it becomes an addiction. Yeah, we talked about Samson, how his addictions were his downfall. And addictions can be our downfall as well. An addiction is usually known as a continual sinful condition that will negatively affect our lives. It will affect our lives spiritually and also physically. And this sinful condition, this addiction, controls much of our life. An addiction is a bondage that imprisons us, that controls us. Yes, we might know that there's something wrong in our lives, and maybe we've tried numerous of times to get rid of this addiction, but this addiction grips a person and overpowers it. It is like a cat playing with a mouse. I'm sure you've all seen that. The cat catches the mouse, lets it go, and the mouse thinks it's free. And it catches it again and keeps on playing with it. We see that very often. That's how Satan plays with us. We try to quit our addiction. We're okay for a couple of days. Then the addiction overpowers us again. Addictions imprison people's minds, puts people into bondage. Many times, people struggle with addictions and sin in their lives, and they cannot explain why they continue, in spite of all of the negative consequences that it brings. An addiction takes the focus off of Jesus Christ. An addiction owns them. So often they pray for victory. Yes, we want to live victorious lives, but the good news is the victory has already been won. Christ won that victory for us on the cross at Calvary. And all we need to do now is claim that victory for us. We must trust, believe, commit. Yet with his outstretched hand, Christ offers this victory for us. And he says, here is victory. This is for you. All you need to do is reach out in faith and claim it for yourself. And I know many of you have probably done this more than once. But I also believe that there are individuals who are still in bondage to their addictions. There are many addictions that we could talk about. The addiction of drugs, of alcohol, of smoking. Gambling is becoming a great addiction. It's so easily done. You can just do it in your hand. Pornography and other sins of morality. We have these iPhones, other electronic devices. Many of these things in itself aren't wrong, but if they start controlling your life, then it is an addiction. Then you are a prisoner to them. Wasteful spending, and there's a lot more. Friends, be aware of these addictions. There are many men and women today who have carelessly been lured into the pleasure of sin and would dearly like to be free again. But they find it so hard to break free. They are gripped by a sin that will not let them go. But consider the consequences of every addiction. Many thousands of dollars have been foolishly wasted to support addictions. Thousands of people have lost their health, their lives, because of addiction. Many families and marriages have been destroyed by addictions. Many people have destroyed their dreams and their future. I remember a while back when I was still in the workforce, there was a young man. He had a job and he was so happy. He was happy for his job. He had a pension plan, he said, that would take care of him and his family when he retired. And he could retire early, he says. He was joyful for that. But he had a coworker that had an addiction. And he fell to that addiction also. He lost his job, lost his family. It was all there for him. Had he only been as happy for the spiritual gift that was available to him as for this carnal gift, he would have been able to overcome. Romans 6, verse 20 and 21. For when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things which whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of these things is death. There again we read, do we realize that one day we have to, or we will be accountable how we have lived our life? Yes, are we grieving the Holy Spirit in the way we live? Like Samson? Are we frustrating the Holy Spirit when we are not yielding or not surrendering to His will? Friends, Christ does not want us to live in bondage. Christ wants us to be free. He gave his life to make us free. And this freedom, this victory, is now available to each one of us. Romans chapter 7, verse 24 and 25. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. There's always that struggle. The lust of the flesh and the spirit. And very often, we think about how difficult it is to lay aside this addiction. But rather, we should look at it, how free it can make us if we leave that addiction alone. We should not only consider the benefits that this freedom from addiction would have for us, but also for our families. Consider how much damage this addiction has done to me and my family. What damage has it done to my health and to my spiritual life? Also consider, if I continue in this addiction, where will it lead me? We need to remember, our addiction is our enemy. It may present itself as a close friend. It makes me feel good, but its goal is to destroy. The devil never has good intentions for us, but his goal is always to destroy and draw us away from the presence of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God? Ye are not your own. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. When we consider our body as the temple of the Holy Spirit, then let us not pollute it with sinful desires. And if there's anyone here this morning who is struggling with an addiction, let us be reminded there is victory in Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 55 to 57. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And 1 John 5, verses 3 to 5. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This Apostle Paul, he knew the comfort, the good feeling of peace that Christ brings. And I trust that we have all felt that good feeling as well. But if there's anyone here this morning who has not fully surrendered his or her life to Christ, we plead that you do it today. We have no guarantee that we will see tomorrow. As Christ has assured us eternal home in heaven. Friends, Christ is waiting for us. He is waiting for us either to become a child of God or to clean up any mess there may be in our life. But we know that the devil will try to hold us in bondage as long as he can. But when we surrender to Christ, he loses his grip on us, and we can be free. If Samson's greatest enemies were not the Philistines, but his greatest enemy was within his heart. When we read this story of Samson, now what if Samson had been obedient to God? God had great plans for him. Now we don't know what God's great plans were for him. Likewise with us. God has plans for all of us. And do we want to know what his plans are for us? If we do, we need to follow Christ. Let us make sure that we are not controlled by the enemy, but by Jesus Christ. And then we will know that we have eternal rewards awaiting for us. And it is my prayer that today's message may encourage each one of us to live a victorious life in Christ. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the comfort of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us unite for closing prayer. Heavenly Father, as we come to the close of our service this morning, we thank you for not only your presence, but also leading and guiding us. You know what this day holds for us. You know what we will need, and already making provisions for these needs. Help us to see your hand at work. So often we have looked at situations from a human point of view. We have failed to remember your divine presence. We pray especially for those that are struggling with the sin of addictions. May they come to you for the strength to overcome them, which you so willingly offer. Addictions are a bondage to Satan. Jesus has defeated Satan, and so there is victory to overcome and have this freedom, this peace and joy that Jesus has for us. Lord, also this morning we pray for those that have lost loved ones. Comfort them. May those that are struggling find peace in you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We always have an opportunity to pray, not only here, but also at home. We can call upon the Lord in the morning and evening. And so let us once again kneel in prayer. May the Lord hear our prayers, be merciful unto us.
Again, take the blue book and turn to number 501. When we all get to heaven.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing his mercy and his grace. what's a place when we all get to heaven? What a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But then traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sign. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of Him in glory will the toils of life repay. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Onward to the prize before us, soon His beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, then shall tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Good morning. Just to highlight a few things from the bulletin. There's a breakfast fundraiser on Saturday, March 4th from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. And that'll be at the Altona Summerfelt Church. All proceeds will go to an orphanage in India through India Missions. Tax receipts available, and the menu is crackles, pancakes, eggs, ham, tater tots, toast, coffee, juice, and muffins, and gluten-free options will be available upon request. And also today, after the 10:30 service, there's a potluck fellowship meal, and you are all welcome to come for that. Thank you.
Thank you for those announcements, Brother Jake. Also want to thank you all for coming this morning, partaking in our worship service and song and prayer. The Lord will truly bless you for that. Let us unite for the benediction. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. May you go in the peace of the Lord.